Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
And it's finally happening. She is in studio. King Ta, as she's known. Thandiso Mazwai, so excited to have you in studio. You've dropped your brand new album, which you'll be having a wonderful show down at the Playhouse next Friday, which we're looking forward to. 20 years since Zabalaza,
yes.
And it's just been like a crazy, beautiful musical journey for you, yeah? Welcome to East Coast Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's
been an incredible year. I've done so much. I can't even remember the last time I had a good night's sleep. You know, we did Global Fest in January, and then, you know, in April, our Tiny Desk dropped.
Yes.
Then the album came out. It's called Sankofa.
Yes.
Now we're on a little bit of a tour. We had like an amazing launch in Joburg to like 4,000 people, so that was incredible. We're coming to the Playhouse next week on the 31st of May here in Durban. So it's we're moving.
I love that. So you speak of 20 years of Zabalaza specifically, and it's coincidence, would it be, that your new album is dropping in the same year as 20 years?
Yeah, it is actually, because I started working on this album in August of 2021.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, next year I'll be done.
Yeah.
Next year I'll be done.
Yeah.
And, you know, by some kind of serendipity, it coincided with the year that we vote, with the year that Zabalaza was dropped, 20 years, and with the Tiny Desk. Everything just kind of landed in place for this album to arrive, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited that, you know, the album is extremely political. The song that you have called Emini is about our political dissatisfaction with the government that we have right now. And this kind of, it's kind of the impetus for us to, kind of to give an impetus for us to go out there and vote and choose people that we think will protect our rights, the rights that we care about.
Right.
You know? So, it's interesting that this music was written and it arrives just in time.
Now, you grew up in Soweto. Back in 1976, you were born. It was an interesting time in South African history.
Don't say back. Okay. No, it's fine. It's fine. I understand. Because sometimes I say to young people, you know, I was born during apartheid.
You must
respect me.
So it's been 30 years. And as you mentioned, a few days' time, we hit the polls. And you've got a deep-rooted love for Africa, African music. And does this stem from, you know, maybe the year you were born and the interest of that time? Your parents were journalists. So where does your deep passion for Africa come from?
I think it's a mixture of all of that. You know, I was born during apartheid, and so it was political. Whether you liked it or not, your existence as a black person was extremely political. And so I grew up in this home that was radical. And, you know, we were saying things like Izwelethu on a daily at home, calling each other children of the soil on a daily at home, you know.
Right.
So these ideas of freedom and this idea that something was still to be attained, something was still to be found, this freedom, this Azania that we used to speak to when I was young. So all of these things were a part of my upbringing. As you say, my parents were journalists. And, you know, they were very radical journalists, you know, who were very much about giving voice to the voiceless at the time. So, and the fact that I turned 18 in 1994 when we voted. So that's the year that I was eligible for an ID. And that's the year that I got my ID, you know. So it was interesting that, you know, there were all these things that, you know, were just kind of clicking into place for me to arrive at all of these really important moments of my life. And Zabalaza was a political album. I guess Ipoke was my spiritual journey. Belete was my jazz exploration. And I really believe that this album, Sankofa,
which has got Ghanaian meaning, right?
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, I was told by a friend of mine, because I kept saying Sankofa and pronouncing it like a Xhosa person.
Right.
And she called me and she said, it's Sankofa.
Yeah.
Sankofa.
Right.
And I said, oh, that's interesting, because we don't use our voices that way. So, it's kind of about reclamation, about taking back my Pan-African identity, you know.
Right.
we used to grow up calling each other Africa, which means a person of the continent.
Right.
And that's truly what I believe, that this entire continent is home to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I share that so much. I did have a listen to the album. It's absolutely beautiful. It definitely takes you on this, I would say, like, peaceful journey of like, if you listen to the music, just the music and your voice coming through, it gives you this aroused feeling of African passion and beauty through the telling of the music. And of course, the storytelling in it is also powerful in itself. But we're going to go deeper with you. I want to find out about Tiny Desk. When did you record this? South Africa went crazy when it dropped. And also, you've done some amazing things, performing 2010, 46664 for Madiba, and so much more.
Yes.
So we're going to go into that, as well as your genesis. You know, you started, your first shot was Shell Road to Fame, and that didn't quite work out.
No.
And then here you are, this big star. And I think it speaks to a lot of people who go for big opportunities, and in the moment it doesn't go the way you want it to go.
Yeah.
But you don't see the future and what is actually in store for you in the future.
It's about those tiny little steps you keep
100%.
Taking.
Yes. I want to chat about that as well. But Carol Ofori here with you all the way till 12. And yes, she's still with us, the legendary Thandiso Mazwai. And the new album is out. It's called Sankofa. Let's get it right. It's a Twi, which, funny enough, we are pretty much Twi.
Do you speak any Twi?
Not a word. Hubby can utter a few words.
Okay, so hubby will agree it's Sankofa.
I think you probably would agree. That's the name of the brand new album. I got to see snippets of the performance out in Joburg, your launch.
Yes.
It looked magical. It looked absolutely beautiful.
We had such an amazing time. We didn't realize we performed for 3 hours.
I
mean, we don't prepare usually, you know. We're like, okay, let's just get up there. We know what the first three songs are.
Yeah.
And then we know what kind of looks like.
Right.
But there was so much jamming. There was so much fun that was had. We did like an entire 20 minutes jam just on Brenda Fassie, and this was impromptu.
Wow.
One of my band members touched the keyboard, and then I was like, that sounds more like, and it was amazing. The audience was on their feet the entire time.
Yeah.
I realized that when people come to my show, actually, they're the ones coming to perform for me.
I like the sound.
I'm on stage watching them like completely perform.
Right.
People were running up and down the aisles. There was like, it was a lot. It was, people had outfits.
Wow.
Somebody was wearing,
I even wore a skirt for you.
Thank you. I love it when people prepare. You better be prepared. People came in their kentes. People came in their Xhosa outfits. It was amazing. And I just love that about South African audiences, how they can really just kind of sing back to you. It's amazing.
I love that. Durban Playhouse next Friday. It's happening 8 p.m. One show
in Durban.
Yeah.
The tickets are at Web Tickets, guys. It's at Web Tickets.
Web Tickets. The only place to buy the tickets is Web Tickets. Nowhere else. Yeah, they start at $3.50 each at the Durban Playhouse on Friday. It's going to be absolutely electric. Now, what I love from your story is how you started, right? We first saw your face on Shell Road. What? Shell?
It was called Shell Road to Fame.
There we go.
And you know what's crazy is that I didn't even want to go there because my friends were the ones who used to force me to sing. They used to force me to sing at parties. You know, they'd stop in somebody's 18th birthday or something. And be like, my friend can sing. Tandiswa, sing. Sing, Tandiswa. And then I would just be forced to sing. I wasn't comfortable with standing in front of people and singing. You know?
Never.
I kind of had this talent that was like a burden. It was like, it would hurt me to do it, you know?
Wow.
And they forced me because the Shell Road to Fame was at our campus that year.
Right.
And they were like, girl, there's no way a singing competition is at the campus and you're not going.
Right.
And they literally had to push me up to the concourse at Vids to go for the audition, and I flopped.
Wow.
Because I went up there and I sang a jazz song from an American play called Porgy and Bess. A song that Nina Simone did.
Right.
And the audience went, boo, why aren't you singing I Believe the Children Are? You know, they were like, sing Whitney Houston, sing. And actually, interestingly enough, I only sang that song because I'd seen Whitney Houston perform it. But it is a Nina Simone performance
Okay.
that I now really, really love. So all of this stuff came to me, you know. For instance, the first time I went to a studio, I was accompanying a friend of mine who didn't tell me she was going to a studio.
Right.
She just said, come with me.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And we went. And when I arrived there, it was a studio. And it was a room I'd never seen. It was a, you know, I didn't know what happens in a studio. I'd never seen a studio.
Wow.
So I asked very naive questions like, what are you doing here?
Mm.
And they said, we're making songs. I said, oh, but whose songs are these? And they said, no, we make them up.
Oh, wow.
And that, when they said that, I something clicked in me. I said to them, wait a minute, I do that every day at home.
Wow.
What do you mean you're making them up? I can do that. And then they said, well, get behind the mic and make something up. And I did. And that became one of Jack Nice's most popular songs.
Oh, wow.
And it became kind of like one of the vanguard tunes of Guaito, you know, the song 100%. Called Festa that I did.
Yeah.
People used to call it cellular back then because it had the sound of a cellular phone.
Yep.
With a killer bass line.
Yep.
Yeah, so I, you know, so even then I wasn't prepared for that. And how I met Bongo Muffin was also like that. It was kind of like one of the judges at Shell Road to Fame called me. He said, you know what? You flopped. But I heard something. And I own a label called Galawa. Do you want to come and sing backup for these three boys? They call themselves Bongo Muffin. And I went there and I did some stuff. And it turned out to be the biggest song on their album. And so they had to bring me in for shows. I was at university studying international relations.
Minding your own business.
Minding my own business. Right. And this destiny just kept coming at me until I was like, I guess this is it.
That's so powerful you say that. This destiny kept coming for you. Because one thing I love to get from my guests is always inspiration. And like you're saying, this was not what you envisioned. If I'd asked you 30 years ago, where would Tandi Swama's Y be in 2024?
Absolutely not.
You'd not be saying, Sankofa is out, it's my album, I'm performing in Durban on the 31st of May. So what do you say to people who have this, there's something in them that says, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, you know, I'll tell you that from my own experience, especially in the past 30 years, is that we all have a calling. And if we don't follow our calling, the universe will beat us until we do. Until you do. You'll be going that way and things will not be working because you're not supposed to be there. So I would say stop resisting who you are. If there's a feeling, a sense of who you are, go with that, you know, listen to that instinctive sense of you, of who you are, and do that.
And do that. That is so powerful. That is absolutely powerful. I always say radio time is never enough.
Never
enough. And literally, I still want to sneak in at least some of the song, you know. 31 May, it's happening at the Durban Playhouse. You're going to be back in Durban. Already, I got a message from someone very excited. I tell you, so I'm so looking forward to the show in the Playhouse. Buying the ticket for Friday. And this is my welcome to Durban gift to myself, this individual says. So yes, get
Thank
the
you.
Tickets. Web tickets is the place to get it. And wow, Tandi, so before you go, Tiny Desk.
Yes.
Would you say that was one of the highlights, or would you say, what was your
It was
your
definitely
big
my daughter's highlight, because I feel like well, you know what's interesting with Tiny Desk is that I think it introduced me to a much younger audience here at home who maybe didn't think, they thought, this is our mom's stuff.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they bump into me on Tiny Desk and they're like, wait, she's cool?
Right.
I didn't realize she was that cool.
Right.
So it's been interesting.
And you're the first South African to do Tiny Desk, right?
Well, there have been South Africans that have done Tiny Desk at home.
Right.
Like one of my favorite Tiny Desks of all time, of all the Tiny Desks that are out there, is Utatu Abdullah Ibrahim's Tiny Desk that he did at home. That is one of my favorite Tiny Desks. But I am the first South African to do it in DC at the actual Tiny Desk.
Like there, Justin was there.
Yes,
Burner
on
was
that
there.
Set.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even a set. It's actually just a desk.
Right.
Inside an office. There are people working around that desk. There's people typing, doing their thing.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Thandiswa Mazwai, everybody. We're going to play her new track. It's called Emini in just a moment. Thank you so much.
Listen to the lyrics.
Yes, 31 May. It's going down at the Playhouse.
Yes,
we're all looking forward to it.
Web tickets.
Web tickets. Thandiswa Mazwai, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.